Hearing aids reduce cognitive decline for people at risk of dementia. Wearing a hearing aid didn't reduce the rate of cognitive decline among a group of older people when compared with just receiving general health advice, but it did have an effect when the researchers focused on those who are particularly at risk of dementia. Hearing aids could mitigate cognitive decline in older adults, but only in those who are particularly at risk. Researchers have long speculated that hearing loss may raise the risk of dementia among older people, possibly by making them more socially isolated or by directly affecting regions of the brain that are involved in memory. However, this was largely focused on observational research that suggested a correlation between hearing loss and dementia rather than work showing that the former causes the latter. It could be that people with dementia are less able to arrange hearing help. Now, Frank Lin at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland and his colleagues have conducted a randomized controlled trial that directly compared the effects of wearing and not wearing a hearing aid on cognitive decline. Out of 977 US adults aged between 70 and 84 with similar levels of hearing loss, around half were given hearing aids to wear daily, while the rest just received general health advice. None of the participants showed signs of significant cognitive impairment at the start of the study. 3 years later, there were no differences between the two groups when tested on their logic skills, word fluency, memory, and decision making. The lack of difference may be because 739 of the participants were volunteers who were already in good health and signed up to the trial after seeing it advertised. If you use adverts to find people, it tends to be the people with more initiative and resources who take part, and they're the ones who are already less vulnerable to cognitive decline, says Jill Livingstone at University College London. The remaining 238 people were asked to take part after already being enrolled in a trial investigating the causes of atherosclerosis, thickening or hardening of the arteries due to plaque buildup. All of these participants had various heart-related risk factors, putting them in worse health than the other 739 volunteers. These participants also tended to be older women who lived alone, had a lower income, and had a less educated background, and they also had higher rates of diabetes and blood pressure, all of which have been linked to dementia. Within this group, 120 of the participants wore hearing aids and 118 only received the health advice. When the researchers focused on these individuals, they found that those who wore a hearing aid experienced 48% less cognitive decline over the 3 years when assessed via the same tests. This is interesting because it gives us a clearer idea of the population who we should intervene in, says Livingstone. You don't intervene with everybody, you intervene with the people where you might make a difference, at least in the short term. If the results are confirmed with further research, hearing aids may be a relatively simple, inexpensive way of tackling rising dementia rates. Having a hearing aid is not like an intravenous injection, says Livingstone. It doesn't either have the cost or the likely side effects. Dementia expert Julia Sarant said that seeing a result like this in a randomized controlled trial could raise awareness of the importance of addressing hearing impairments. That evidence will hopefully spur people on to use hearing aids, she says. It's well known that, on average, most people wait 7 to 10 years to seek help with their hearing, and around 80% of people who could benefit don't use them.